This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals and appointments hours after the country declared the state of emergency on Monday. Under the cabinet reshuffle, new union members were appointed for 11 ministries, while 24 deputy ministers were removed from their posts. That's according to a military statement. Union Chief Justice and Judges of the Supreme Court of the Union, Chief Judges and Justices of the Regional or State High Courts are allowed to remain in office. The move came after the President's office declared a state of emergency for 1 year, and the legislative, executive, and judicial powers were handed over to the Commander-in-Chief of Defense Services earlier Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government Monday and its detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. As part of its ongoing two-week mission to trace the origins of COVID-19, a team of investigators led by the World Health Organization arrived at an animal health facility in China's central city of Wuhan in search of clues about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The independent team has already visited key hospitals, the Regional Disease Control Center, and the city's Hunan Seafood Market, where the first cluster of infections was believed to have originated in 2019. The center is the province of Hubei, and it could provide information on how a coronavirus endemic, its horseshoe bats in southwest China, might have crossed into humans. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden told Republican senators during a two-hour meeting Monday night that he is unwilling to settle on an insufficient coronavirus aid package after they pitched their slimmed-down $618 billion proposal. That's a fraction of the $1.9 trillion he has been seeking. No compromise was reached in the lengthy session. Biden, first with lawmakers at the White House, and Democrats in Congress pushed ahead with groundwork for approving his COVID-19 relief plan with or without Republican votes. Despite the Republican group's appeal for bipartisanship as part of Biden's efforts to unify the country, the president made it clear he will not delay aid in hopes of winning GOP support. The deadliest month yet of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. drew to a close with certain signs of progress. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are plummeting while vaccinations are picking up speed. The U.S. death toll has climbed past 440,000, with over 95,000 lives lost in January alone. Deaths are running at about 3,150 per day on average. That is down slightly by about 200 from their peak in mid-January. But as the calendar turned to February, the number of Americans in the hospital with COVID-19 fell below 100,000 for the first time in 2 months. New cases of infection are averaging about 148,000 a day, falling from almost 250,000 in mid-January, and cases are trending downward in all 50 states. One of Donald Trump's lawyers says Democrats are using the upcoming Senate impeachment trial as a political weapon to bar the former president from seeking office again. Trump attorney David Chuntz also said to Fox News that Democrats are pursuing a case that is undemocratic and unconstitutional. Trump faces a trial before the Senate next week on accusations that he incited a harrowing and deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Democrats are aiming to link the violence and chaos to Trump's encouragement of his supporters to fight like hell against the results of his election loss to now President Joe Biden. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has suggested that a top European Union official should choreograph the United States and Iran's return to the 2015 nuclear deal. He made the suggestion in an interview with CNN that aired Monday. In January, he suggested that the United States should remove sanctions on Iran before Tehran returns to the terms of the pact. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.